Hello, everyone, and thanks for coming to my talk today. We're going to talk about a study that we did in St. Louis, Missouri, around STIs. I have no disclosures. So, just a little background: St. Louis, Missouri. This is the state of Missouri. We kind of have a unique geographical county-city split in St. Louis. So if you look on the right, you can see that a large part of the red outlined area is St. Louis County. And then just on the far right side is St. Louis City. So most major metropolitan areas, the city and the county are combined. That's not the case in St. Louis. And I'll kind of highlight why that's important. But just keep that in mind, you know, with regard to some of the statistics. So overall, in St. Louis, in the metropolitan statistical area, St. Louis ranked 12th for chlamydia and gonorrhea and 44th for syphilis. However, St. Louis commonly gets singled out in the press because of the phenomenon of the city and the county statistics being split. And you know, we're frequently called out as the top one or two or three cities in the country for having the highest rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea. And while we don't really argue that our rates are high, I think there's a lot of internal arguing about what the rate is. So that's kind of the background with our rates of chlamydia and gonorrhea. And it can be measured in a variety of different ways, but when you adjust per capita, we're around 12th. In the country. So a little bit of background for the study that we did. Currently in St. Louis City, the urgent care clinics are considered the designated providers for STI care in the city, about 15 to 20% of cases overall in our area. St. Louis City closed its only free or reduced fee clinic in November of 2013. And as you saw earlier, for example, in Chicago, there's multiple clinics. We really have no clinics at this point. Patients frequently at a rate of around 20% are coming to the emergency department. And Barnes Jewish Hospital maintains not only the highest patient volume in the region, but also is receiving the majority of those patients, we believe, as well. And we deliberately pulled our data from the Barnes Jewish ER on either side of this November 2013 date to look at potential impact of that clinic closing as well. So some of the research questions that we had for this project was to basically just describe the patients that were presenting to the ER with STI-related complaints. Was the burden of STIs in the ED, and this is obviously just not only the disease burden, but also the burden to the treating physicians, to the hospital, the financial burden to the system. We wanted to characterize the what we call the frequent flyers. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And then, like I said, the financial aspect of these cases being treated. And most of them are either uninsured or underinsured or Medicaid population. The methods or inclusion criteria are kind of laid out here. We did a chart review of patients presenting to the ED from 2012 to 2014, again trying to span the clinic closure in the city in November of 2013. We looked at both patients presenting with a chief complaint around an STI and also diagnoses of an STI. And also we pulled medications that were administered, specific medications and medication combinations for STIs. We were trying to really find the entire universe of patients that may have had some type of STI-related complaint or issue. This is just a breakdown of our sample population. starting with 183,000 visits, quite a bit of work back and forth with the data folks at the ED went into kind of narrowing down the sample. But for the purposes of this talk, we ended up with 6,518 visits to the ER, which is about 3.5%, and then a final, the 6,518 visits represented 5,400, roughly 5,400 patients, and of those 5,400 patients, there were about 954 positive tests for either STI or potentially for both, for a potential tested patient. And just on the right side, we wanted to call attention to the fact that we have not really delved into the patients that presented to the STI with an STI diagnosis, but presented with a symptom, but were not tested. So that's kind of a big issue that we're looking into within the ED. So these are the patients for this talk were all patients that were tested and confirmed with an STI. So one of the kind of interesting phenomena that we observed right away was this concept of what we're coining super users. And I just want to point out that the idea of frequent flyers or super users or folks that are using the ED for multiple times is not new. It's been characterized in the asthma literature and other areas. However, we feel like it's relatively new in terms of being characterized for STIs. So we're going with the term super users for the moment and for the purposes of this talk. That refers to anyone that came to the ED more than once within the two-year period that we were observing. And you can see the breakdown of the super users within the slide, and then I'll have a little bit more here. So this is kind of the frequency table for super users. So on the top we have the single visits, which is roughly 72% of the population sample that we looked at. And then we have about 28%, and you can see most of them are falling into between 2 and 4 visits. But this is how we define the super users, and the kind of the remaining part of this presentation is going to talk about characterizing these super users. This is just a breakdown, demographic information on the super users. One thing that I would just I guess overall state is that they were more likely to be female, African American, and under 25 years of age. And this is just a slide to show the infection rates by user status, single versus super users, and versus gonorrhea and chlamydia. So we were able to obtain the street addresses, and we were able to geocode the patients to look at some geographical trends. But before I do that, I just wanted to kind of show you, we chose to use an underlying geographic layer of percent African American population within the St. Louis City and County region. And we did that based on the fact that our sample population was 80% African American. So just to contextualize the distribution, this map itself is just census data of the African American population in St. Louis. And you can see from the map, the darker areas are greater, higher population percentage of African Americans, and generally in St. Louis, that is in the northern part of both the city and the county. Oh, and the H is the hospital where we are located. So this map just shows the number of patients tested overall by a census tract. The census tract, if I didn't mention that earlier, is the distribution of the African American population. And the larger circles indicate higher volume. So again, the point of this map is to show the distribution of STI-tested patients and the African American population together. So looking at, again, the breakout between gonorrhea and chlamydia, larger circles indicate higher rates. And you can see that for our, I don't have it marked on this map, but the North City and North County, St. Louis County region, definitely contain the highest rates of STIs. And again, I'd like to call your attention to the fact that there are no clinics in the city that are specifically focusing on STIs. So these patients are either going to urgent care facilities or to one of two hospital systems or hospital EDs. And the point of us trying to look at this geographically is to identify local care providers and also target intervention and education. So some of the challenges we experienced with this study was really identifying the STI population within the medical record. So from a data perspective, it wasn't quite as straightforward as we would have liked. Folks don't always have a diagnosis. We spent quite a bit of time reviewing doctors' visit notes and looking at, I guess, for lack of a better definition, non-quantified ways to determine somebody's status. Trying to create a database, which is exhaustive in clinical and financial data, is something that we're going to try to continue to work on in the future. And again, the ED system, it was coded differentially depending on the individual physicians, so that presented an issue for us. And so thereby the system was somewhat subjective and not as objective as we would like. And again, just a reminder, these are only tested patients from this particular facility, the Barnes Jewish Hospital Emergency Department. So our hope in the region, or our hope in the future, is to incorporate other SCI facilities or treating facilities. Which leads to my next slide. So in addition to incorporating other facilities, one of the areas that we want to look into is, so we've characterized these individuals who have come to the ER multiple times as super users. But what we would like to do next is, for that cohort of patients, can we also pull their other visits that weren't STI related? So maybe they're really just using the ED for primary care, or maybe they really are just coming to the ED for STI symptoms. And so we need to see if the picture changes in any way by looking at the same patients, but all their visits in the same time period. So that's something that we plan to do. We haven't done really, other than descriptive geographical analyses, we haven't done anything other than that. So we may do some spatial analysis around the geography issue. We have a proposal submitted currently to conduct some qualitative interviews with patients who came to the ED to learn a little bit more about why they're using the ED for STI care. Again, we hope to integrate additional STI data from other providers within the region, and this includes the federally qualified healthcare centers, the urgent care clinics, and any potential private providers that may be in the area. And then I'm personally, because I'm a data person, interested in also incorporating non-health data. So our factors such as the time of day that they're coming to the ER, the weather, or insurance status, some of these other and transportation in particular, are these issues also a factor in characterizing these patients and why they're using the ED? So in conclusion, again, there's a significant burden of STI-related diagnoses and in the emergency department in this facility. And as a result, there's a lot of folks that are interested in trying to characterize and then reduce that burden. The majority of the patients were female, African American, and under the age of 24 or 25, at a high rate of super users. And of no surprise, really, is the super users were more likely to have positive tests than single users. So independent of their status, they also had a higher rate of positive tests. I'd just like to thank my team that we've been working for almost 2 years together now. Dr. Hillary Reno, Stephen Liang, Brad Stoner, Ian Ross, and Ralph O'Neill helped us pull the data. And thank you.